Today, Miami's city commission met for the first time since Florida's governor declared that city to be in a state of financial emergency. The panel is trying to get Miami out of a nearly $70 million budget deficit. But as officials look for solutions, more and more financial and political problems are coming to the surface. From Miami, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Miami's mayor and four city commissioners today began the daunting task of trying to patch a $68 million hole in the city's $275 million budget. City manager Ed Marquez says they must act quickly or go broke.
The general fund will run out of cash more or less around the March timeframe, March-April timeframe. If we start digging into restricted cash from our capital projects fund, we may be able to extend that out to July. But this is what the staff has been calling the wall.
To avoid hitting the wall, the city commission is faced with some tough political choices, like cutting municipal services and raising taxes and fees. And the choices have to be made now that Florida Governor Lawton Chiles is appointing a financial emergency oversight board to approve Miami's solvency plan. The governor says the state will not provide a financial bailout for Miami, but will provide technical assistance to help the city out of the red. Miami needs the help. Land records are in disarray. The city's solid waste department doesn't know how many of its 62,000 customers are delinquent in paying garbage collection fees. And hundreds of businesses could be operating in the city without the proper licenses. Miami Mayor Joe Carroia says the city must address those problems before asking citizens to pay higher fees.
If we are going to implement anything that's going to save money, it has to go hand in hand with having real enforcement.
This week, teams of city inspectors have taken to Miami's streets in search of delinquent garbage accounts and business license violations.
How you doing, sir? Okay, we are from City of Miami.
Code enforcement inspector Israel Ibanez is sweeping downtown businesses with the help of two fire inspectors assigned to the task force. This photo shop is in violation. It hasn't paid its license fees for 2 years in a row. Ibanez calls the owner to collect a $500 fine.
I am inspector. Don't talk to me about the politician. I don't care about politician. I am an employee. I am doing my job.
This owner is angry not about his fine, but about the city's mounting problems. Miami's financial woes were uncovered in September after several city officials were indicted on bribery and corruption charges. When the city manager resigned, his interim replacement found the deficit, brought on by years of financial mismanagement. But the lax enforcement is over, says fire inspector turned collector Dallas Garrett.
The days of the free rides are gone and past. And, you know, really, in a way, I tell you, it's probably forced the city to, like I say, really kind of come around and update and collect what we need to be collecting.
The sweep has netted about $50,000 in 1 week, but that's only a drop in the bucket with a $68 million shortfall. The city commission must find additional recurring revenues. One proposal is to double the city's $160 garbage collection fee, the lowest in the Miami metro area. It would generate $10 million, but it's politically unpopular. City Commissioner Humberto Hernandez.
I don't think increasing solid waste is going to solve our problem. Obviously, it's a step in the right direction. There's no question about it. But the bottom line is that we can't afford to increase these fees. There's so many citizens of the city of Miami that live on a fixed budget.
Many of Miami's 370,000 residents are poor, in contrast to the more affluent suburbs that make up the Metro Dade County government. But it's not only politically unpopular fee increases and service cuts that will balance Miami's budget. City unions had agreed to $12 million of concessions if commissioners are willing to raise revenues elsewhere, like the garbage fee. Those agreements appear in jeopardy. Downtown realtor Bob Gussman says the public corruption scandal, declining city services, and now the financial crisis are scaring businesses away from Miami.
They don't see any leadership happening, so it's scary. It's not good. It's not good.
Gussman doesn't have much confidence that things will change.
We sat down with some of the commissioners. They say, well, you know, we got to give this thing some time and believe in us. We believed them in the past, and where has it gotten it?
The first test of Miami's leadership comes next week when the commission will vote on the garbage fee rate hike. This is Debbie Elliott in Miami.